Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus. My name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning. We want to thank you for tuning in on this broadcast that hopefully you may be fed what you have not been eaten. God, we just thank you and we magnify you. Glorify your mighty name, Father, for being our God. And we just ask for understanding and wisdom and knowledge of your word, that your word may become a light unto our souls. Oh, Father, we just thank you and we magnify you in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Predestinate the untold truth. Predestinate the untold truth. Amen. Our devotional reading is coming from John 15 and 16, which reads as following: You have not chosen me. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that you should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask in the Father's in my name, he may give it you. Amen. We have read the Gospel of John 15, verse 16, amen. Predestinate the untold truth, amen. Usually, I'm usually doing topics, amen, that the church would not want to do or would not want to touch, amen, because of the controversy or because of belief, amen. Most people Christian or church folk, amen, take what they want out of the Bible, amen, and accept the others, amen. But predestinate is all over the Bible. It's inside out of the Bible. You can't miss it. The preachers just don't preach on it, amen. But this word predestinate, amen, comes from the Greek word proorizono, amen, means to predetermine, foreordain, appoint beforehand in the house. Amen. So we get our definition of destiny, amen. And we have to understand if we are going to go any farther into salvation or into eternal life or into daily experience of Jesus Christ and his life, amen, the daily walk, church, we have to be aware, amen, and know the truth concerning predestination, amen. Again, predestination is in the Bible, amen, all over the Bible, inside and out, amen. Most preachers won't preach on it because of the controversial topic that it is, and that it brings up things that they cannot and will not explain. Amen. But again, I am the one that will teach on such things, amen, and will bring you to light on it, amen, because the Bible talks about it, amen. Well, on that note, we're going to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30. This is basically one of the church most famous passages when it comes to prosperity, amen, in which they misquote the scripture to fit their needs, amen. This scripture reads as says in here in verse 29. It says, "For whom we did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son." That he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Amen. Okay, I wanted to read verse 28. Let's go to verse 28. Verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose." Amen. This is one of the verses. Verse 28, I'm sorry, is one of the verses that the church used for his prosperity message, amen. And you would hear the preacher pound this scripture, and which he would say that no matter what's going on in your life, amen, amen, it's all going to be good, amen, and that's not the truth. That's a lie from hell, amen, but yet most Christians believe what they say pertaining to this scripture. This scripture is pertaining to predestination. Amen. And I just read you the other verse in verse 29 that says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." He's talking about the people that he's called, amen, not sinners, amen, or people that's outside the church. God called of people, amen. He called individuals, amen. Can I get a witness here, amen? Oh, let us read the Bible sometimes, amen, to get our understanding, amen. We can't call God, we can't seek God, we can't do anything unless God allows us to do it, amen. Who are you? Are you better than God? Are you more powerful than God? Who are you, amen, to command God, to demand him, and to give him rules? Are you his God or he's your God? Which one is it that you can bring him down to heaven or bring him down to earth? Which one is it, church? Amen. Who are you, oh God? Who are you? This scripture says that he foreknew. He said, for whom he did foreknew, meaning that he knew us beforehand, amen. He knew us beforehand. Even some of the prophets, amen, said that they were ordained, as one said, in his mother's womb, amen. Now, how he will know that God did that unless God allowed him the knowledge to be able to understand that, amen, that God knew him before the foundations of this world. Hallelujah. Oh, God. He said he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. We are to be conformed to the image of the Son of God. How is he going to do that? He's going to do that by making us rich. Is that what you think? Oh, God, he's going to do that by giving us money? Is that what you think? Oh, God, we're going to be conformed to Jesus Christ's image through his sufferings. Hallelujah. I know you don't want to hear this, but it is the truth, amen. If you are a child of God, you're going to suffer. The scripture says Christ told his disciples, they're going to hate you because of me. Oh, yeah. They're going to persecute you because of me. Can I get a witness here? Somebody read the Bible, please. Oh, God. You don't be conformed to Christ's will by getting rich. This is not biblical. Oh, God, help me here. It is not biblical. But yet, some people believe this. Amen, and some people have become so ignorant just by believing it. Amen. I want to take you to the Old Testament for a moment of time. Amen. To the book of Job. Amen. This is reference to man. In chapter 14, verse 1, you hear it says, man who is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Amen. This is talking about man and humanity. Amen. Now, if you was to drop down to verse 5, he says, since his days are determined, since man's days are determined, the number of his months is with you. with God. The number of his months is with God. Only God knows this. Hallelujah. He said, you have appointed his limits so that he cannot pass. You, God, have appointed his limits so that he cannot pass. Amen. Oh, God. It's up to God. It's not up to us. I know we want to think that it's up to us, but it's not up to us, church. I'm going to say it again. It's up to God. It's whatever God wants. It's whatever God desires. Amen. It's not what you desire. It's not about your will or your, what the preacher or the Baptist preacher say, free will. If you're a Christian, you ain't got no free will. Amen. Can I get a witness here? You either gonna obey God or not. Amen. The Spirit of God cannot sin. The Spirit of God cannot sin. The Bible said that Jesus told Nicodemus that Nicodemus, you need to be born again. Now, most Christians don't even know what born again means, and they say it all the time. Oh, God. Hallelujah. The word again. Amen. The word again in the Greek means from above. When God told Nicodemus he needed to be born again, he meant he needed to be born from above. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus kept telling the disciples he was not of this world. And if you are in him, if we are in God, we are not of this world. Can I get a witness here? So therefore, amen, we are God's anointed. We are God's spirit. And God's spirit cannot sin. Therefore, there's no other will you can follow. There's no other will you can obey but the will of God. His purpose only. Oh, God. They got you believing in free will. Amen. Because you don't have no understanding of why you do what you do. Hallelujah. Oh, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God. We're going to get ready and close. Amen. We're going to take you to Thessalonians. Amen. And we're going to get ready and close. Amen. Because I want you to understand that predestination is in the Bible. Amen. And it's true. And it's there for a reason. It's there for God's elect. Amen. If you know what I mean. Amen. We're going to go to Thessalonians chapter 3. 1 Thessalonians Amen. Hallelujah. And on Brother Paul again. Amen. Chapter 3, starting at verse 1, it reads as follows. Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and send Timothy, our brother and minister of God, our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions. For yourselves know that we are appointed thereof. Paul said that they was appointed to these afflictions. They was appointed to these afflictions. Oh God, hallelujah. Verse 4, for verily when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know, for this cause I could no longer forbear. I sit to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter has tempted you, and our labor be in vain. Is your labor in vain because you're going through a little suffering? Is your labor in vain because you don't have the job that you think you have? Is your labor in vain because you don't have the money you think you ought to have? Is your labor in vain because you are not who you personally think you are? Amen. Is your labor in vain? Ask God who you are. Ask God what he called you to. Ask God what you're supposed to be suffering. Ask God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm talking about the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. As God, because he called you beforehand, he gave you your tribulation beforehand, he gave you your persecution beforehand, he gave your afflictions beforehand. Ask God about your illness. Ask God about your troubles. Ask God about your suffering, because he knew about them before the foundation of this world. He knew about them before he put you in your mother's womb. Ask God about your situation, because he appointed your situation before you were even already involved in it. tell you this morning, ask God who predestinated you, who called you into his marvelous light, who ordained you as a minister, who ordained you as a pastor, who ordained you as an evangelist, who ordained you as a teacher, who ordained you as a Christian. I come by to ask you today, I come by to let you know today, you predestinated to be in God's house.